Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. The story is that Courtney Love, and she told this story in 2014 in an interview, that she had a chance to sleep with Liam Gallagher of Oasis. And now that they've announced they're going back on tour, Oasis, the story is coming out again. So she said in an interview that those two who are friends were hanging out, they've been drinking a little, and Liam Gallagher like put the moves on her. And she said, I don't think so. It would ruin our friendship. So her daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, who says Oasis is her favorite band all time without question, even over Nirvana, she said, literally, you sleep with everybody. You whore yourself out to everybody. Why not Liam Gallagher? He's my favorite rock star.
It's a little harsh.
I thought so, too.
I'd wash the daughter's mouth out.
I would, too. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. I'd wash the daughter's mouth out, too. She's telling this story. Like, hey, how dare you say that? What are you talking about?
I'm going to do a Chris Kelly here.
Yeah.
I'm going to threaten to go to these concerts.
In Wales?
Yeah. Is Biggie going to Wales?
No, you're not.
I am.
Is Biggie going to Dublin?
I'm going to do it.
Which is more likely to happen? Biggie at an Oasis show or Kelly at Ed Sheeran?
Push.
Put it on DraftKings.
Oh. You're going to Dublin to see Oasis?
One, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get tickets. Tickets have already... behind Taylor Swift, this might be...
The biggest
ticket. They're already having issues.
Well,
they're
there are
saying.
Only 15 shows.
Yeah.
15.
Now, of course, what you're hoping for is more. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, of course, you're hoping that people, which I think is total made-up stuff, has already, you know, quote-unquote released the U.S. cities they would go to if.
Yes.
But the big thing is they have to get along for 15 shows.
You know, the thing about... I love this song, Oasis. I love Champagne Supernova. Do they have more? They do. Okay.
Oh, God,
I'm just on the periphery here.
I love them.
You love them. Okay. You love them.
They, for me, were one of the first bands I remember being young and getting really heavily into.
Do they have more hits? Do they have a lot of hit songs?
Not that you would
know.
Not that
I
you would know.
These two. I just know those two. I would never go see them because I just know those two and I like them.
Well, and I'm very much that
but
person.
But you're into it.
Yeah, I'm very much that person with Oasis. It's like, well, I like the songs that aren't.
The hits.
Yeah.
So you could name three songs. You could do the name three songs t-shirt challenge.
I named two.
Kelly could not.
I could not. No, I can name Champagne Supernova and Wonderwall. That's it. That's their only two hits, right? I only listen to them on the radio.
Monster hits, yeah.
But
yeah.
I loved them. Now, I love those two songs. I'm that way with a lot of bands. You know, I just know the hits.
You're a slave to the radio.
I'm a slave to the radio.
Yeah.
I love the radio. I love the hits.
I'm with you on that. That's how I am most bands.
I respect it. Are you going to Wales or Dublin or wherever? Come on.
Man.
Come on now.
When this broke, I did have this moment. I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the thing that gets me back in shape.
Oasis.
Like I'm going to immediately clean out my fridge.
Yes.
And for the next year, I'm going to focus on slimming down and getting back going.
Let's do it.
And going to this concert.
Let's do it.
You are a champagne supernova.
That's exactly what you are. Golly, that's great for you.
But then I thought, am I really?
Buzzkill.
I was just getting champagne supernova. I just literally got champagne supernova. And now you said, so you're not going to let this get you back into
I'd love to. It's such a money comes into play too. You know, if I could get tickets, don't think the trip, you know, a lot of people went to see Taylor Swift overseas because
it's cheaper.
Cheaper.
It's flight though.
Yeah. That's just it. And then you'd have to get, you know, am I going to go to Dublin? Am I going to go to Wales?
Doesn't seem likely.
Yeah.
But now seem unlikely.
But I'm worried if I don't go.
You might go to Atlanta. Maybe they'll come to Atlanta.
Well, the thing about Oasis is this tour could last all 15 dates and then come to America, or this tour could last 15 minutes on stage before they look at each other and walk off.
And first they forget it.
Big, you're more of a fan than I will ever be, obviously, about Oasis. Is it true that they broke up when one of them walked off stage during a show?
They've done that several times. I mean, that's like one of the most...
The last time they were together on stage, one of them stormed off.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can't remember who.
Mm-hmm. One of the best Oasis moments you've ever seen is an MTV Unplugged, where they were supposed to perform on MTV Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam, they said he was sick.
He's the lead vocalist.
Said he was sick. He wasn't sick. His brother, Noel, also a great singer, sat in, songwriter, writes all the hits, by the way, too. So he sat in on the Unplugged and played. Liam was up in the audience, up top, yelling down at Noel.
Screaming at him.
Screaming at him, yelling at the band while they played about how they suck. Like, I mean, this is just, even the reunion photo they have of the two of them together looks like two people who don't want to be standing. Wow. Like, I bet when they saw each other, it was just, hi.
The announcement was something like, well, it's happening.
All right, let's do it. We're going to do it for now, money. We're going to do it.
Well, and my other favorite thing, though, is if you say something bad about one of them, the other will defend. They hate each other.
Yep.
But if you say, like, your brother's a real ass, he'll be like, don't you say that about my brother.
Right. By the way, Courtney Love, in that interview in 2014, said, I love Liam as a friend, but he has really bad breath, and he had been up all night, and his eyebrows kind of meet in the middle, so I'm not very attracted to him. That's the reason I didn't sleep with him. Again, her daughter said, you're a whore for everybody else. Why not?
Francis Bean. Come on, Francis Bean.
Francis Bean, wash your mouth out with soap. That's what she said to her mother. She said that to her mother. And, like, that's her favorite rock star ever, and she did not sleep with him.
I do have one sort of footnote, sort of asterisk question, if you will.
Yeah.
I think Biggie might be on the telephone at the moment, but I'm curious. When he said the first thing that he thought about when he heard Oasis was touring is, I need to clean out my fridge. I got to know what's in there.
We should take a stock of that.
What is in Biggie's fridge?
I wonder.
Maybe we should take a picture of our own refrigerators
and say whose is whose.
Post them online. Name the.
That's a good idea. Fridge is whose. I like that. You hear that idea? When you you missed this, Biggie. When you just said the first thing you saw when you thought when you heard Oasis is getting back together is I got to clean out my fridge. Let's take a picture of everybody's refrigerator. Put them online. Guess whose fridge is whose.
Okay, mine. Yeah, okay. There's not.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
But you said you need to clean out your fridge, Biggie, first. And I'm just curious why.
Well, I just more meant that, like, you know, like I meant that more.
Get house in order.
Yeah,
get house in order. Get ready to go. Yeah.
There's not like a ton, because I don't have a ton of bad food sitting at my house.
Well,
so.
I'm just curious.
Because it sounded like you did.
Well, when you say let's, I think you should go through the pantry and get rid of all the cookies and all that stuff, and get on that plane and go to Dublin
or Manchester. That'll be the
Manchester will be where to see
go to Manchester and see Oasis, and then we'll rip that fatty bumper sticker off here that we were talking about earlier.
You can park wherever you want.
Park wherever you want.
Get a compact car.
Get a compact car, exactly. And we'll rip off that I'm a fatty bumper sticker, and that'll be our chance to turn the page on this. When are the concerts?
July
of next year.
So you've got a year almost.
You got a year.
Get in there and let's do it. Let's do it, by God.
The Oasis diet.
Come with me to the gym today. Come on.
Oh, that's my nightmare.
Come on. Let's go. Barry's going. Barry's going today. Barry's up in HR. He's going today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's back
Freeze
in
company.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Mm.
We can whip you right back into shape in there. That's exactly,
I don't know.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Let's go burn today. I haven't asked you to burn in a long time.
Yeah, I have no desire, especially not today. It's hot enough.
Let's go burn. Yeah, we'll do that. Last week.
You know it's indoors, Biggie.
Yeah. That's true.
We're not doing it in the
parking lot. We're not going to the parking lot. You just have to walk 10 feet.
What, you think I don't sweat indoors?
Well, let me. They keep it very cold in there. I think because
I mean, it
is like 60 degrees when you walk, and you're freezing, and then within 5 minutes, you're acclimated to it. Last week, we were talking about ultimateclassicrock.com. They had the big four of classic rock, Gen X rock, dad rock bands. Dad rock bands. Let's see if you can do these. This is Chris Dim's category now. Big four of folk. The big four of folk rock.
Folk rock.
Yeah.
Or folk rock.
That's what they call it. Folk rock.
The Birds.
The big four. Yes, the Birds are there.
That's an easy one.
Okay.
Now it's going to get trickier.
All right.
I don't think Peter, Paul, and Mary are on there, are they?
They are not, no.
Not the Kingston Trio, they're just folk.
No, that's right.
Folk rock.
Folk rock, yeah.
Wow, that's...
Uh-huh.
I'm blanking here.
I bet you can get it. There's one, well...
Not Bob Dylan.
The answer, my friend, Dylan. Is blowing in the wind.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And by the way...
He started as a pure folky,
as they would say.
Okay,
so they go folk
rock. Transitioned.
I gotta tell you, I've already previewed these. In preparation for this. This is great music. All of these.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, they're good.
Yes, and how many years?
They don't sing like this anymore.
It is washed.
They don't sing.
They sing like this.
Here, do it again.
Why don't they?
They don't sing like
this. Say it again, and we'll try not to laugh this time.
Before they're allowed to be free.
I don't think Joni Mitchell counts as a folky, does she?
She does.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You have knocked out three of the four right here. I would give you a hint, but it would be a total giveaway, I think.
Well,
if you miss it here, I'll give you the hint.
Baez.
No, that's great, I guess. I would think Joan Baez would be on there. She's not. The next one is a group, and one of the members of the group is in two of these four. You know what I mean? It would be like if Joni Mitchell were in the group.
And Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young?
That is correct. David Crosby's in the Byrds and
you're
Crosby,
right.
Stills, Nash. That's a pretty good list, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty smart. And yes, great music. Listen to that. Purity. Pure.
I don't make music like that today, I can tell you that right now. I'm not making it one bit.
You want me to warm up your coffee for you?
Not making music.
You two
like
going
that.
Old men at the diner.
I'm not making music like that today, I can tell you that right now.
Your table's ready at Cracker Barrel, sir.
Yeah. We've got a ludicrous song. I said, Biggie, get me the best ludicrous song you know. He said, all right, Move Bitch. That's the name.
Yeah. Get out the way. It's the one he's most known for. Get out the way. This is my generation.
Like that's your generation.
This is my generation's anthem.
They don't make music like this anymore.
They don't, actually.
Sure? This is 20 years old, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Ludacris. The reason we have Ludacris music playing is because a lot of his fans were very worried. Apparently, he was on a trip to Alaska and posted a picture or video of himself drinking a glass of water right off the glacier melt. He just dipped it into the water and drank it, and all of his fans went, oh my God, you're ingesting bacteria, you can't have this, you're gonna die. Apparently, though, a lot of doctors have said it's the most pure water you can possibly find. You're fine.
Glacier water.
That's glacier water. He went to Alaska, and that was like on his bucket list to go to Alaska, and he drank waters from a glacier, and from the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, the scientists there said, this is the most pure water you can drink. They were afraid there was some sort of bacteria that can be in like pond and river and lake water that can kill you, give you diarrhea and then kill you.
And there were other videos that people started finding, older videos of people who had drank glacier water.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy especially, he's like, I just drank glacier water and I haven't had a solid poop in 2 weeks.
Correct. That's right.
He's like, I am not well. Don't drink the glacier water.
There is something called giardia, which it causes diarrhea. Massive diarrhea, stomach cramps, dehydration can kill you. And so millions of Ludacris fans said, Luda, don't
not Luda.
No, no Luda.
Not Luda. He says he's fine. And then the doctors say, this is a pure, this is a clean glacier.
Do you think if people go on Alaska cruises or visit Alaska, that's part of the tour stop?
I don't know about
I
think they want to
try it
there
if I was there.
Do it?
Yeah, I would totally drink glacier water. I wouldn't think twice because I think this is the purest there is.
Well, that's what they said. Now, the same scientist said, whatever you do, close your mouth when you get into a lake in, you know, Georgia, because that does have that. You don't.
But
want
that's when the water temperatures are up, right?
Yes.
That's when you get the brain-eating amoeba.
Especially in the summer, you get the brain-eating amoeba and this particular bacteria that causes the diarrhea, the explosive diarrhea, the stomach cramps. It's just a terrible, terrible thing, apparently. So that's where the CDC suggests swallowing water while swimming in a lake, spring, or river you cannot do it. You don't want to take a big gulp of that water, so keep your mouth closed in that. But the Alaskan Glacier, I guess, was okay.